Heart's Garden. This is Dr. Herbert Albiardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Heart's Garden. What is the garden of our heart? Well, our heart is a wonderful place in which we grow and fertilize and nourish thoughts. Our heart is a garden in which the thoughts that we think are given attention, given loving attention, given nutrients, given all the things that allow them to grow and to be fantastic for us. And we have a garden, and it's a lovely thing, just like every garden can be and is. And the garden is in our heart. And we are aware of it, sort of subliminally, not really consciously, but we're aware of it. And we're aware of the little weed thoughts that grow in our heart, and we're aware of the glorious flower thoughts that grow in our heart. We're aware of all of the beautiful concepts that are growing in our heart and bringing magic into the world, into our world, and into the world of all those that we love. And as we are aware of it, we give it attention. Now, do we give attention to those thoughts that we might call weed thoughts, thoughts that say, hey, I don't feel so good, my stomach aches, hey, I have a headache, hey, oh boy, that headache means I'm going to have this, that, and the other thing. And you see, that means we're planting seeds in our garden, as well as being aware of plants already there. Now, the seed plant of a headache in our garden is a weed. It deserves to be pulled out henceforth, right away. But instead of that, if we give it another thought, if we pay attention to it, we are planting more seeds of that same nature in our garden and of a nature that's similar to it. So if we have a headache and we say, oh boy, another migraine headache, another headache that's going to spoil my day. Oh boy, my day is going to be rotten, and I'm going to just plow through this day, and it's going to be so tough on me. You see, those are all weed thoughts. And all those weed thoughts are being planted so definitely and fertilized and nurtured so positively with all our enthusiasm, with all our emotion, with all our mannerisms, with all our beingness. Wow. That no wonder they grow so lovely. No wonder they grow so fast. You know, I oftentimes quiz people. I say, okay, quick, tell me, what does the third cell from the left of your big toe feel like? Okay, now tell me, what is it, what's the cell in the middle of your back doing? Okay, now tell me, how does your lymph gland function? How many tubes are flowing out of your lymph gland? How many capillaries you have in your body? How many cells you have in your body? How many atoms you have in your body? All these wonderful, you see, we don't even know about that. Now, if we were to pay a little attention and say to ourselves, oh, all the cells of my body are wonderful, they're good, they're wonderful, they're growing so beautifully, they're dusting off with fresh ones coming up all the time, and I'm brand new every day, and I'm so wonderful, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh my goodness sakes, what kind of idiot is that? Well, that kind of idiot is an idiot that's whole and perfect. Ha 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 ha. That kind of idiot is an idiot that plants in his heart's garden, my heart's garden, beautiful thoughts about me, beautiful thoughts about who I am, beautiful thoughts about where I'm going and what's happening in my world. Oh ho ho ho. Yes. My heart's garden, I am in charge of. I am the gardener of my heart's garden. And I plant in my heart's garden all these wonderful thoughts about me. It's true. I'm merely reiterating that which was iterated a long time ago. It's true. I have a super garden, a super heart's garden that is filled with magic and wonderment and glorious things. And any time any little hurt comes along, I stub my toe for some silly reason, I instantly say, I'm whole and perfect. Any time anything happens to me, that a headache comes up, I say, I'm relaxed, I am peace. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I shout that, I sing that, I chant that, I know that. Ho, ho, ho. And you know, in an instant, all is in divine order. It always was. It's just that I was noticing something in my heart's garden, some weed that got planted there, and it needed to be ignored. It needed to be completely ignored, and the good seeds of wholeness and purity just overwhelm it. And pretty soon that seed that was giving me a little bit of trouble is no longer there. It said, hey, you don't like me. I'm not staying here. I'm going to a garden where people like me. Yes, that's true. These negative seeds go to gardens where people like them. Gardens where they're tended and loved and cared for and given a lot of attention. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, I told the story often about being in Switzerland and going into the Krankenhaus, the house for the sick. And I said, hey, no, it's a Gesundheit house, the house for the wholeness, for health, for your good health. And pretty soon, the doctors and nurses I spoke to thought about it. They didn't do anything about it, but they thought about it. And their patients became whole and perfect. Ooh, boy. Wouldn't you love to have every doctor be told that and have all of their patients be whole and perfect? Well, sometimes the patients have to do it on their own. And this is where we come in. And we don't go to a sick house. We go to a house of wholeness. Is your house a sick house? Is your house a house of wholeness? Is your house a house of peace? Is your house a house of conflict? You know, all these things, they're in our heart's garden. And they're thoughts that we plant. And they're great, great responses that we get from life. Now, what do you want in your garden? Do you want in your garden that every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect right now? I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Do you want in your garden that you are a beautiful expression of all that is good and wonderful? Then go for it. Any little thought that you let creep into your consciousness that says it's not so, and if you empower that thought by recognizing it, then that little thought is going to grow and grow in your heart's garden and become a very definite presence in your heart's garden. It's up to us to be in charge. We don't know what our cells are doing, but it's a good idea to surround ourselves with our pure white light of love. I suggest the energy massage, where you take your hands over your naked body about an inch from the surface and you just gently move it all back and forth and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then feel the energy vibrations between your hand and your body. And your body recognize, hey, this guy loves me. He really likes to be in this body. He doesn't say this is a dumpy old body that he doesn't want to live in and he wouldn't want to live forever in this terrible body. He says, he likes me. Well, I'm just going to be likable. And our body takes on whatever mental attitude we have about it. And when we say, I like you, I like you, I like you, we are nourishing our heart's garden with all the power and all the energy and all the love and all the goodness in all the world. So whenever you have an ache or a pain, whenever you have a disturbance in your body or your mind or your soul, yes, your soul too, just take your hands and do the energy massage over your body. Seriously, I'm talking serious here. And watch how your whole body responds in a harmonious, beautiful garden. Yes, your body is your heart's garden. And without pictures from your body, is what you are nourishing, encouraging, and growing in your heart's garden. Today, start growing in your heart's garden only flowers that are beautiful and good, only thoughts that are beautiful and good, only concepts that are the truth about you. This is what I do. I plant only thoughts in my consciousness, in my body, in my life that are true and good about me. And I love to give myself the energy massage. It makes my whole body say, yes, it loves me. Yes, I'll do anything he says. Yes, 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 yes. He's whole and perfect. Yes, he's fantastic. Yes, he's wonderful. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Ooh, boy, oh boy, what a wonderful body to be in. Yeah? How about that? Join me there. and say with me, I love you, I love you, I love you.